This is the Nick Myself Hour, finally. It's your boy, Nick Myself. Still got my man Joe Ward in the building. What's good, man?
Man, happy.
All right, now, those who don't know, well, you should know, you've been watching the past 50 other episodes. In the beginning of the show, you hear me give a shout out to Joe and Pat. But this is Joe. So, you got it. This is actually the anniversary of the Nick Myself podcast. I did the first episode this time last year. This day last year. So, actually, I think tomorrow is when I think I recorded it.
I think exactly it was the 28th.
Okay.
But, shit, it's a year, though.
It's a year. We've been doing this. And Joe is essentially the catalyst, the guy that's popping. No disrespect to Pat. Shout out to Pat for everything he did.
Pat no one better than him.
Ooh, we started off all top. All top, y'all. Ooh, what you gonna do, Pat?
I'm gonna edit that shit. Edit point.
all right, so we're gonna get to it. Yo, this is episode 51 of the Nick Myself podcast, the podcast powered by Freedom Train Radio. Freedom Train Radio is supported by Pax Inc. So,
big up to Joseph Ward and Patrick Irvine.
So, well, podcast listeners, you can find the live stream of the Nick Myself Hour on YouTube at www.youtube.com/NickMyself927. And while you're at it, not your YouTube, while you're at it, check out and subscribe to my bro Big Low's page at youtube.com/BigLowHipHop. And check out his Ill Coffee vlog. Apologies to Low. I haven't checked out this week's episode. I'm late because they actually got me working at work. So I'm going to get to it later. But y'all make sure when y'all done watching, after you watch the live episode, you go check that out. Now, to my YouTube viewers. Man, look. Told y'all before we came on air. Y'all showed out. Last episode, episode 50, my man Nuke. We got over 100, I think we had 125 views. Small to most, big time for me, Freedom Train Radio, all that. So, salute for all y'all going out there, man, and supporting. Continue to support. Also, too, remember to like, drop a comment, share, and most importantly, subscribe. Hit that subscribe button below right there. Right there, hit it. How big is my finger? I can't see it. Anyway, and also, too, I got a playlist, so you can check out the Nick Myself Hour shows, all 50, now 51, or 52, actually. I got a half a show. They had the pre-com show.
Yeah.
It's your boy, Skinny Dick. Anyway, we're going to be ratchet tonight. So, you can go through that. Also got the Nick Myself Hour next. Got a playlist for that. And apparently you can check all the videos I like, even the little pervy ones that I liked back in 2011. Anyway, to everyone, you can check out the past 50 episodes of the Nick Myself Hour at freedomtrainradio.com, as well as on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, and any other podcast holder, apparently, except iHeartRadio. You can check out their podcast on iHeartRadio. You can check out my podcast on iHeartRadio. I don't know what's going on. I checked it.
You know who fault that is?
Pat. I thought somebody posted they had their podcast on iHeart. I'm like, all right, let me check it out. Man, egotistical, like, my shit. Be proud and shit. I look, ain't nothing pop up. I'm like, all right, I gotta add the Freedom Train. I put Freedom Train, I see Freedom Train present, the Freedom Train Radio. I see the fix. I even see one of your own shit y'all don't even do no more.
I got text Pat and be like, bro, you got to put special Nick on iHeart. You tripping.
Now,
we're gonna get y'all.
It's all good. And first of all, I'm tripping. Second, I do got my music on iHeart Radio. So, if you search your Nick Myself, you don't find the podcast, you should find my music, my two EPs. Y'all stream that. All right? Yeah. I just had this. That was kind of funny. Anyway, my egotistical ass.
You search your nigga myself, see what's going on. See what these numbers look like.
Man, you ain't all the one who do that. What?
Tell me.
Look, all right, so just from the website alone.
Yeah.
From the website, we're over 100,000 listeners.
Okay.
Just on the website. So just raw numbers, just putting them in my head between all of the platforms, including iHeart. So we should be over at least 300,000 to 400,000 listeners total.
Right.
So I have to go back and double check, but numbers are looking good.
Okay.
For this show and for the network period because it's growing. So
right.
Put like this. Last year around this time, for the numbers that we had, it was during our Black Women Celebration Month.
Right.
This year, we're doing these numbers just because we live.
Wow. Wow.
So we're growing now, and we do have to contribute this show to the growth of that because a year ago, this show just started. We've been able to see a growth in the numbers, more people, more listeners, more people who are talking about the show. So shout out to you as well for once again being a year into this on the network. Consistency, like I made a video earlier talking about the consistency. Though,
right. Because
you know, just like I know and everybody else knows, the podcast, if you're serious about it, it takes work.
Right.
So appreciate you for being willing to put the work in. And of course, you know, we're going to get into the story and all, but being willing to put the work in, being willing to do what is need to be done to make sure you got a quality podcast that is sustainable. So,
word.
Shout out to you.
Appreciate you, bro.
Hey, man. Y'all see it? So, if we get numbers, I mean, y'all watching, y'all listening, and y'all, we appreciate it. Continue to do that. Continue to support as needed and necessary. But sometimes be feeling lonely out here, and you don't be knowing. At least I don't be knowing. People be watching. He be like, shit, only see 50 people. I know I got 3,000 on Facebook. What the fuck going on? Zuckerberg, give me my numbers, nigga. Got there on Facebook tripping. Anyway, and most of y'all be coming through Facebook. That's what's crazy.
Right.
Most of you coming through Facebook.
Right.
So, shout out to Big Loca. You mentioned that. You like Facebook trash? No, one Big Loca. Big Loca said Facebook was trash, my man. Facebook. He said he came back and was just like, that's true, but a lot of traffic comes from Facebook.
Hey, look, them young folk back Facebook trash.
Right.
Talk to some older folk.
Hell, I don't even be doing shit, to be honest.
Look, Facebook, people making money off of Facebook.
Right.
People be doing their
thing. Yeah,
Facebook. Just know how to get it. Guys.
Yeah. All right. Before we get up out of here, this is the first song. Again, man, y'all send them drops, man. Anybody send me a drop? That's out to Mr. Gnarly. You know what I'm saying? When he had brain surgery, he back in the studio. Shout out my man. He gave me a drop. What's good? Just send me an MP3 at nickmasup@gmail.com. State your name, whoever you represent. And like, you are now listening to Nick Masup Hour. You got time, baby. Those y'all gonna make me do. I'm gonna get the drops from 2010 when I first started Nick Masup Hour and start pulling them drops out. Now they blacking this motherfucker. Talking about this dude Nick Masup Hour. Like, what the fuck is this? How the hell he get dropped from me? I'm like, got it from 2010, nigga. Y'all gonna make me go back. Pause. We in here. Anyway. Yo, let me see if I can work this thing, man. I'm gonna hit tripping. Oh, man. Not that. Again, shout out to my baby Felicia. What's she talking about?
Hey, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia. No, I'm sorry. Sorry, really, this nigga. Hey, one more year down, more to come. Yes, ma'am. Also, too, YouTube and podcast listeners. YouTube is live on Fridays at 10:30 p.m. If you check it out, you can interact. I told you guys before, this is an interactive podcast. Hit me up. Hit me up on Twitter, @NickMasup9, Facebook, message me, whatever. Just don't call me when I'm recording the podcast. Like most of my...
Don't you hate when people do that?
No, it'd be the closest people to you.
It'd be like... I know you know.
I just call you and be like, oh, that's what that. And then when you send them a voicemail, that call back again, then after that, send you a text. Like, what you doing? Like, this is what I do every Friday at 10:30.
That damn podcast,
man. Y'all see, it ain't me. It just ain't me. See? Told y'all. People way different. Anyway, speaking of different, man, we're going to go to the first joint. And you know, coming up on Mike and tripping. Oh, get this King Red, make it jump on the Enigma Self Hour. You got time, baby.
Got time, Red.
Just got a whole lot of back end. back in. No young nigga brought the racks in. I'm always bring the racks in. No, she got a whole lot of back in. Hit her from the back, be the back in. No young nigga brought the racks in. I'm always bring the racks in. Jump, 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 baby, 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 baby. Tell that freak hoe make it jump, jump, baby, baby, jump, jump, jump. I just tell her make it jump, hey, jump, make it jump, baby. Tell her make it jump, hey, jump, make it jump. I just tell her make it jump, hey, make it jump, baby. Tell her make it jump, hey, make it jump. Tell that freak hoe make it jump. No, she got a whole lot of back end. Get her from the back, be the back end. No young nigga brought the racks in. I'm always bring the racks in. No, she got a whole lot of back end. Fucking that hoe and the best friend. Yellow fat nigga like Pac-Man. Blood cost so you know I brought the packs in. Ballin' on niggas like the Pac-10. Tell shorty short titty Janet Jackson. Feel shit so you know I'm just relaxing. Know the bounce so he let me brought the Mac in. Fucking old hoes ain't shit my nigga. She already let my man hit her. Throw a little money ain't shit my nigga. Throw a little money and tell her jump. Fucking old hoes ain't shit my nigga. She already let my man hit her. Throw a little money ain't shit my nigga. I just tell her make it jump. Ayy, jump, make it jump. Baby, tell her make it jump. Ayy, jump, make it jump. I just tell her make it jump, ayy, make it jump, baby. Tell her make it jump, ayy, make it jump. Tell that freak hoe make it jump. No, she got a whole lot of back end. Get her from the back, be the back end. No young nigga brought the racks in. I'm always bring the racks in. No, she got a whole lot of back end. Get her from the back, be the back end. No young nigga brought the racks in. I'm always bring the racks in. I can't reconsider. I'm that nigga. Yeah, bitch, I been sipping. I'm on liquor. I been plotting. She so deep. I'm gon' hit her, I've been plotting, she so thick, I'm gon' hit her, Home count 35, I'm a young nigga. Home count 45, I'm a young nigga. I'm always tell her fuck with a young nigga. Man, I fuck with a little shot, she'll go get her. And she ride that dick like a four-wheeler. By cash, she ain't never been a hoe nigga. And she'll never fuck with a hoe nigga. I just tell her make it jump, ayy, jump, make it jump, baby. Tell her make it jump, ayy, jump, make it jump. I just tell her make it jump, ayy, make it jump, baby. Tell her make it jump, ayy, make it jump. Tell that freak hoe make it jump. No, she got a whole lot of back end. Get her from the back, be the back end. No young nigga brought the racks in. I'm always bring the racks in. No, she got a whole lot of back end. Get her from the back, be the back end. No young nigga brought the racks in. I'm always bring the racks in.
Yerk, we back. This is the Enigma Self. I was your boy, Enigma Self Timber. That's my man, King Red, with Make It Jump. And I'm thinking he's talking about them yams. The yammies. Hey. Yam Masters. Y-A-M-S. Woo! Make it jump. All right, we're going to get to, man, the shenanigans of the week. First, I'm going to start with the local stuff. We had a hip-hop showcase by Dr. Elista, hosted by yourself, and I was on that Moscow. I wasn't a mule.
What kind of Dr. Elista for help on the hip-hop scene of Tallahassee revived itself, too?
Real talk, man. Dr. Elista be really doing it. Y'all niggas be sleep. Real talk. I was at the host. My man Ryan was in the board. Shout out to Ryan for doing the same, man. That's my bro. You know, we had some jokes, but I know he could do it. I told Felicia, like, I'm really the nice guy in the crew.
Yeah.
And then, like, with Ryan and HBL and Stess and JC, like, all right, I take that back. I'm a little meaner than JC. JC is, like, the positive guy.
Yeah.
So he with the vibes, but, yeah, so I knew Ryan could throw it. Matter of fact, I think Ryan's being nice to me, so let me say that. He could have got my ass wrong. But anyway, man, it was a dope night. We actually had good attendance, so big up the Elijah Kenny. Leave my beat alone, nigga. Chef Will, I put his name up during the show. PML, Aston Martin, and Rolling Stone of Yellow. You know what I'm saying? Now, it was funny because Lisa was like, hey, yo, you know what I'm saying? Where the regulars at? Normally, we got certain people that be through. I get home, get on IG. Y'all over at Local 401. Oh, you thought I knew what didn't know, huh?
What the hell you doing over there?
IG gonna be snitching.
Hell y'all doing over there?
But nah, it's all good, man. They had a joint over there, DJ by DJ Headphones, who of course was on the Nick Myself podcast some months ago. My man Peck was curating. So it's all love, it's all family. Just had to throw that out there. But it's kind of funny. I'm like, dang. You know, it's all new people. It was a good crowd. It was a good crowd. But it was all, like, new people. It's all anybody that really – yeah, that's still good.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, man, ain't really nobody like you, that regular. You know, your IG. I ain't even call no names out. But I was like, oh, this is what happened. But that was Saturday, last Friday. Of course, I didn't do the podcast, or didn't do the live podcast, but I did it Tuesday with Newt. I was able to go to the Friday, which is the Florida Got Next Showcase. That was dope. Shout out to TJ Chapman for doing that. Kind of reminded me of the TJ DJ days or whatever. Really some good acts. As a matter of fact, got some music I'll be playing later in the podcast that I got from people that I met at the event. So you gotta get out, man. Holla at, I'm gonna play y'all music again. EnigmaSelf@gmail.com. Shoot me your music. Now make sure your shit tagged. Don't be just send me attachment one. Put your name, the title of the song, whatever. If it's clean or not, I'll play clean or dirty music on the podcast. But just let me know because if it's clean, I can play it at V89 rather. But regardless, two of the standout performances for me was The Beast. He killed it per normal. Okay. And my man Bocci, who ended up winning the contest to perform for open up for Chameleon.
Oh, yeah.
The next day or whatever.
That's what's up.
The Turf for Me Girl.
Oh, the one that sang that song?
I guess. Oh, shit. I'm the hip hop guy, and I don't know. Shout out to Bocci, though. Yeah. He opened up.
Hey, bro, don't even matter, bro. Just do your thing.
You do your thing. Boom. That's how I go. Matter of fact, I think I got Bocci set up for an interview sooner or later. Matter of fact, what y'all know right now, I'm pretty much booked up through November. So, y'all really want to get on the show, you better holler at your boy now. Because I holler at a lot of people and we're getting the popping. That's what we're supposed to do. Because this is the hip-hop podcast, Freedom Train Radio.
If you're trying to be somebody in life and hip-hop and you're not on the Nick Myself Hour, you ain't really serious about your career.
Tell him. Tell him. And wait a minute, get into it, boy. everything ain't for free. Y'all for the fun out. Y'all for the fun out. I'm gonna shut the fuck up, Bob. I don't need Uncle Sam with my ass. Anyway, we finna get into the mainstream shenanigans. It's the lick talking. That I don't. You know what? Nuke gonna be mad as shit. I got this after my baby Felicia got it for me afterwards. But he saw the other Crown bottles. He was like, "You got a Crown?" Like, nah, I got niggas some. I forgot who was on. He was on some wine shit.
Okay.
Oh, I told him it was like light work for him because I seen this motherfucker actually put down a fifth of Crown, like regular Crown, not even Apple Crown.
Right,
sir. Popped up. He was asking for more. Right. So I was like, this is just a little tipsy. So, Luke, he's a legend, though. So, I mean, my bad, dog. Hey, shout out to Luke again. Welcome, though.
Because, I mean, like, bruh, he told the story of how, like, the Napperheads come together.
Right.
And so for cats like us who, this was a group who represent where we come from, where we growing up. So for me, I'm like a kid in the candy store. He's telling that story. Man.
Right.
It was legendary how it came up with the name, how the different groups connected and everything.
Right.
So it was just like, man, like that was some amazing.
It's just crazy for me because I'm like, this shit was happening around me. Like, we was in school together. So it's kind of like, I knew what I was doing. So when he tell me what he was doing, I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah, we
like
freestyling in the hallway.
Right. So, yeah, it was just kind of tripping. He was like, yeah, we was doing this, doing that. I was like, yeah, I remember that.
Right.
So, that's right. Thank you, baby. It wasn't light work. It was on Patron.
That's light work.
Me and Duke was on Patron. That's what Top Flight is. Top Flight ain't nothing but Patron.
Well, see, the way Top Flight do it, though, because you get a glass like this or bigger, and it's like this much Patron.
Right.
And like
Eliminated.
Yeah.
And when you get laid out for the Top Flight for your 38th birthday. Anyway, let's get to some mainstream shit. Chance the Rapper released his debut air quotes, okay, album today. It was dope. It was really dope. Now, I'm not a big, he says right, I like Chance, but I haven't been following him. Like, I listen to Coloring Book.
I'm trying to figure him out. Because he sounded like me in the shower when he be singing.
Right, but I think that's the thing. Okay. Like, that's what I like about him versus
so
Young Thug. Yeah, like he just simply has a raspy voice.
Okay, so I'm like, I feel like the old nigga right now, but it's like,
no, you're straight. But okay, like, for me, it's like, or even like with Future. Like, when Future came out, I was like, is he doing a dance hall yodel? Or is he really trying to sing? And no one really explained that to me.
Right.
If he was doing some dance hall shit, I'd be like, all right, that's cool. Guess what? I'm going to listen to Sizzler anyway, so fuck y'all. But and they're like, no, he really trying to sing. I'm like, well, that shit sounds horrible.
If he really trying to sing.
Right. But he's like, oh, he really is an R&B bag. Man.
Nah, no, he
write some songs for Rihanna and shut the fuck up. Anyway.
Yeah.
But no, Chance, he just got like that raspy kind
of, eh. I listened to a song yesterday of him and Jay-Z.
Yeah.
It was on YouTube. I don't know how, if it was old or new, but it was new to me.
Yeah.
It was him and Jay-Z. But I see Chance is a positive dude, so
right.
He's a rapper. I got to go back and listen to his stuff.
No, listen to his album. It's kind of long, and I was kind of like skeptical of it, and I still think he should have shortened it. But it sounds good. It got definitely good vibes. Shout out to my shirt. Definitely good vibes and good feel music, especially with, you know, having Benny the Butcher drop some shit and everybody from Griselda. And who else dropped Freddie Gibbs.
Freddie Gibbs.
Yeah, everything has been like really hard and pause in the past couple of months or whatever. So it's really refreshing between him and Tyler the Creator. Like, it's really on some like some different shit.
All right, so let tell me this. All right. Now, even though we're in a time where the balance isn't where we would like it to be.
Right.
But tell me some good music ain't coming out though, like, don't it have a little bit of feel like 98, 99 to you a little bit?
I'm thinking because 2018 was so good, it got me thinking if it's the eighth.
It may be. 88
was a classic year.
Right, 88 to 98
was a classic year.
2018 was a great year.
Now 2008, I guess, especially if you want to count. Wayne Carter 3.
Right.
It's like the tadpole, but I think it's some other joint that came out 08. So 08 wasn't that bad.
But I'm with you, though. Maybe them eight stuff, man. Maybe something.
Yeah, something about the eight. Maybe just getting back close to the decade, people started stepping it up because you might go into a new decade or whatever. But 2018 was dope. And this year it kind of feels like 2009 because 99 kind of felt like an extension of 98.
Right.
It was a change of the guard because you went from everybody that was really dope in the mid-90s, they kind of came into their own in 98,
mm-hmm.
But then you kind of have a change in the guard because that's when T.I., Eminem, Ludacris, Benny Siegel, who else?
Yeah.
A lot. Wayne probably came on his solo album. Like everybody, all that dropped in 99, and that kind of ushered the new decade or whatever in 99. Same thing in 88. 88 came out classic year.
Yeah.
Just for a couple years later, for, you know what I'm saying, people that did release the 90s. Yeah.
At that time, man. Yeah.
So, I think that's what 2018 kind of played with. That's what 99 is setting up now, where I do think at this point, you had a class of 09, mm-hmm. which is the Drakes, K-Dots, J. Cole, Crit. Like all them cats.
But that's a good class.
It's probably one of the greatest classes, to be honest. But I think their time is starting to fade, not immediately, but it's getting to that point. And so now we're starting. I think right now we're in the change of the guard.
They don't have that new rapper feel no more.
Right.
So it's like, all right, we pretty much know who you are.
Right.
So let's see who these new cats is
right now.
Well, I keep hearing people say, listen to DaBaby.
Yeah.
I ain't listened to him yet, but you listen to him.
No, he's straight.
He got flow.
Yeah, he don't do that in like nothing different, but he got steady flow. He got a story. His thug is legit. To me, he's He's a new 50 Cent. I know I said that before, and people look at me like I'm crazy.
He beat somebody's ass.
Right, like he got a legit street cred like 50. He got a flow like 50. He talk gangster shit like 50. Like to me, he's the southern version of 50. You know what I'm saying? So, but speaking of the class 2009, one of the people that was on Chance's album from that class was Nicki Minaj, who apparently gave a clue that not only she may be engaged or already married, but may have a baby on the way.
From who? And to who?
Buddy kind of shady. Apparently, she dated Buddy before, I guess, she met Safari. And he was in prison.
This is old.
The old flame. That's okay. But everybody knows who she with now. The issue with Buddy is that apparently he got like a...
Hold up. So she pregnant from somebody different that she engaged to?
No. Same thing.
Okay.
But the sketchy part about Buddy is that apparently he got caught up on some, like, what is it? I guess underage shit, like her brother. So a lot of people like looking at Buddy like he's sketchy or whatever. Even though in the song she say he went up north because he caught a body. I don't know if she's snitching on the man in the song, but
that could mean multiple things.
Right. Yeah. I'm like, what's the body? Was it a 50-year-old girl body? What's the body, Nicki?
Like, I got these bodies over here, Nicki, a whole bunch of girls.
Right. You know what I mean? It's like a buns from Belly.
You know what I'm saying?
You say, we can't have sex because I'm not 18 yet. Like, no, nigga.
Yeah,
get married from a 50-year-old ain't culture. No.
R. Kelly shit.
Right. No R. Kelly shit. But yeah, so she alluded to that. Name of the album is The Big Day. If you want to check it out, cool. Another album that dropped that I didn't get a chance to listen to is YBM Cordae with his debut album, The Lost Boy.
They say that shit kind of hard.
I believe it is. But I want to mention, like, it kind of made me feel like when Fabulous dropped his first album on 9/11,
okay,
and then Jigga dropped The Blueprint.
It feel like that?
Because it's like, everybody been waiting. This probably is the most anticipated album of the year.
For these two?
For Chance the Rapper.
Okay.
But this is YBN Cardi's, like, first album. Like, this is a coming out party, and it's going to get buried by Chance the Rapper, just like
Fabulous got married by Jigga,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But also, too, I say that because just like Fabulous and Jigga had similar styles at the time,
yeah.
Cordae and Chance got similar styles.
I was looking at something on YouTube earlier, and they were saying that this was a pretty good album that he dropped.
I want to check it out. Like, I've been looking at Cordae for a minute, so I really think this is going to be dope. Speaking of Jigga, Meek Mills just signed a joint deal. His Dream Chasers signed a joint deal with Roc Nation. Also, too, he's off probation. They granted him a new trial and a new judge. So
that's so bad, judge.
Yeah, Shelly was tripping. I mean, yeah, we all for our people, but if you tripping, you tripping.
Right.
So hopefully this new judge, he'll see what Meek been doing, what he is doing. And they just dropped the whole shit because apparently he said you've been charged in the first place.
She was one of them skins who wasn't kin, so she got that.
That's an old school shit.
It's just right. Like, what?
Skin ain't kin.
That man's skin folk ain't kin.
Ain't kin folk, for real. So shout out Man to Meek for doing that.
Yeah,
hopefully
everything
pop off. And speaking of getting locked up, ASAP Rocky has been formally charged with assault.
Okay.
So he's going to be locked up until a trial date, which may be, you know, months from now.
Yeah, he ain't a whole other country. They got a whole other set of laws.
Exactly. And then I don't think it made it better that Trump
trying
to bully.
Yeah, he's supposed to go over there and help him out from what Kanye called him.
Right, which I believe all that. But it's like, it may make it even worse because I saw it on Twitter somewhere, even though I already had the thought that, like, the world don't fuck with Trump. It's not just the country here.
Yeah, like, Trump is a bitch, and the world is saying, hey, you a bitch.
Right.
You know what
right.
I'm saying? Like, the whole world is like, it's kind of embarrassing or different to be in the country that's looked at as one of the most or the most powerful country, but don't nobody fuck with your president.
Right. Right. It's crazy. I mean, I think Sweden is kind of that's what Sweden's at. We're just like, we don't fuck with y'all. So all right. But unfortunately, ASAP got to get the brunt of that. Of course, you still got people yelling, oh, he said it's about Ferguson.
Yeah,
he don't deserve to be free.
Yeah,
but
because all right. The thing is, we have, like, I just said all skin ain't kin.
Right.
I just said that. So in these situations, though, I do think we have to not be so caught in our damn feelings.
Right.
And kind of analyze the situation from a more objective point of view.
Right.
Something that's not, that people not all caught up in their feelings. So, you know, on one end, you got people who like, fuck you.
Right.
And on the other end, we like, well, we have to help him. So I think it should be analyzed, though.
Right.
You know, because I don't want to sit here and say I have the answer, because I don't have the answer. But I do think that should be analyzed, because is this really a situation where we should throw him away?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. To me, it's like, if it's unfair, it's unfair. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, see, and that's the main thing about this situation is, now, if he really fucked up and was in the wrong,
then I was, hey, I can't do nothing for you, bro.
You know, ASAP,
yeah.
You know, I don't know your ass, but
right.
This is his Negro wake-up call.
Yeah, and sometimes people need that, you know what I mean? So it's at that point that you got to be like, all right, we're going to show you why we were fighting for whatever.
Basically, this is what's happening. So everything that he was dismissing and I forgot who the artist was, but they was making the point because they was legitimizing the bubble that the celebrities live in.
Right.
So we do understand that bubble that they live in, but also people are saying, well, everything that you said that didn't exist, that wasn't true, now your ass is experiencing it, and you're experiencing it on foreign soil.
Right. So you realize that you're in America, you go anywhere where a white man on top, you're going to find out what it looked like.
System.
Yeah. So, but there is another screwball in the mix. Apparently, the victim is a migrant. Is a Muslim migrant.
So
I think the idea was people was thinking, okay, this is them coming after Rocky because he is black or whatever. And I think people assumed that the person that he attacked was a sweep.
Right.
Is that right? Yeah, a sweep. But it turned out it's an immigrant who in Europe, you know, is a really touchy subject in regards to immigrants or whatever. So it may be less. I still think it may be some elements of a racial thing, but maybe more so of an American thing, an American celebrity thing.
Because the person attacked him, didn't
it? That's what he said. From what I heard, I didn't see the IG footage or whatever. But apparently, he was on IG, allegedly, when he was on IG, he was saying, like, yo, stop following me, whatever.
Right.
And the guy kept following him, and then that's when he attacked him. But according to the report that came out, or at least what I read about the report, I didn't read the primary source, so give y'all heads up. But apparently, he went to them asking about a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently he's a migrant. He's been locked up. They said, you know, he a druggie or whatever.
Right.
Got caught up with like having some drugs, like some prescription drugs illegally. But he was going around. He asked him that he seen one of his friends, and apparently somebody in the entourage took his headphones. When he asked for the headphones back, that's when somebody, probably Rocky, said, "Get away from me." And then once he, I guess, kept asking about the headphones. Mm-hmm. That's when they jump. Yeah.
Okay.
So,
my
thing is, it's still kind of sketchy because the stuff that came out was strictly from the victim's alleged victim's point of view, and then some other people that said they saw it, but they didn't mention ASAP Rocky on IG saying this guy following us, whatever.
Right.
So it still looked kind of sketchy. And apparently, it's reported that the prosecutor is, you know, he on some like election shit trying to make a point. Again, like I said, so I think it's probably a lot less about race, but more so about being tough on America, especially with, you know, Trump and all the other bullshit.
Yeah, there's some bullshit.
Yeah, end of the day, yeah, that man should be locked up or whatever. So,
let's see what. Get some new ones in the book, bullshit.
Let's see what my baby said before we get up out of here. She said, I cannot like you and what you stand for, but still want you to experience fairness and justice. Right is right, wrong is wrong. True. True, true, true. And that's what comes out in the day. Because it ain't about the person. It's about you and how you feel. You know what I mean? So if you call yourself to be someone who's fair about something, it don't matter if the victim is somebody you like. In the day, if you're about fairness.
Well, that's why I go back to what I was saying earlier. I mean, because you have people from competing sides. And there are a lot of people who are, you know, like you said, the people who claim to be for the people, but who don't really do nothing for the people.
Right.
Who just do a lot of talking. They're in their feelings about him and what he said.
Right.
But, you know, once again, as everybody has echoed, for one, we all got a human right to protect ourselves and defend ourselves.
Right.
So if I'm not in the wrong, then I shouldn't be locked up. But we do have to understand a part that goes into that, you know, is, you know, I do agree with, you know, that American element, but that race element do play a part in
yeah.
that too.
Yeah.
So, and we can't, we don't have all the evidence, so we can't sit here and say that's the 100% factor. But it's just like, you know, that's crazy.
You know, Pat told me.
I don't know. This right ain't right, though. Hey, Pat, we were talking about you bad. Man.
We were talking about you bad. Right ain't right, though. That's a perspective. Wrong get wrong, coach perspective, or you changes all of that up, man. Man, whatever. You know what we talking about.
Hey, Pat, we got a this song lined up.
Yo, shout out to Pat, man. Hey, yeah, let me chill out. He got to edit this shit. He going
fuck.
I cut all that shit out. Y'all niggas going over time anyway. Supposed to be an hour, nigga. We're going to cut this thing without. Y'all talking shit. Ain't nobody going to find out about it.
We do what we want to do. We do what we want to do. We're going as long as we want. Y'all just sit
there. Yo, let me say, yeah, chill. Pat in the driver's seat.
We ain't technical, Ted.
Yo, man, shout out to Pat, man. Honestly, bro, I wish you was here. It would have been dope to have both of y'all, you know what I'm saying? But y'all want to be in North Carolina.
Yo, out of town, eh?
So out of town, head-ass nigga. So up 75, up 95, head-ass nigga. Shoot, if I was smart, I would have built that with your ass. I was trying to move to North Carolina for a minute.
Nigga, you trying to get out
of Tallahassee? Right. That's everybody's story. I'm going to get out of Tallahassee,
I mean. I like it, but, you know.
All right, so we're going to get to the next track, man. What we got? You sure who know, nigga? Hey, you nigga, you smell the hate. Why ain't on iHeartRadio, nigga? Why Nick myself always on iHeartRadio? Don't say it's your fault.
Hey, look at here, Pat. Hey. Yo. Not under the bus. We hit you with the bus. We hit your whole house with the bus.
Yo, okay, what this song got? Oh, somebody hit the end stream. Fucking up. All right, I got my man's. I meant to play my man's last week, then get around to it. So we're going to get into it this week. My man, Scientific, with What You Gonna Do. Mm-hmm. This is the Nick Myself Hour. You Got Time, baby.
Yeah, nigga. Motherfucking in the streets, records in this bitch. Triple Cross be the game, nigga. It's that nigga Young Scientific, bitch. I just got one question, nigga. What you gonna do to get it? Might check, nigga. What you gonna do to get it? Stay young, nigga, scientific.
I be in the kitchen, steady whipping up them chickens. Don't make my little niggas invade the pot that you pissing. Don't need no permission, got the rap game in submission. Lock. We the vision, it's the motherfucking industry commission. Play my position at all costs. I never lost. Me and my niggas, we all boss and bricks, we get off. Rep the game, triple cross, bitch, we handling soft. All we come with is bro. Fuck all your plans and your thoughts. We wild and say fuck the law. We Egypt pawns, I know that bread coming. Name my chopper head, hunter, leaving rappers scared running. By any means, let's get this cheddar, nigga. Chopper spread a nigga for that bread, be head a nigga. What you gon' do to get it? A nigga strictly bout them digits in that gangsta shit, we live it. Shit, what you gon' do to get it? Get that work and then I flip it. Is that nigga scientific? Shit, what you gon' do to get it? Had enough of being broke, that's why I'm forced to move this dope. What you gon' do to get it? Living life on slippery slopes, we bring that smoke straight to your dope. On the way to the money, nigga, fuck it, I do the dance. Find the crash when it come to that cash, don't cross my path. 6 feet deep is where you sleep, if you creep, I just be discreet. I expect to eat if you don't move your feet off in these streets. Bitch, I play for keys, all your game I peak. I remain a beast and move the cane with ease. My G's can't wait to fucking squeeze. Moving keys and peas, this shit's arousing. My niggas getting them lows in by the fucking thousand. In the streets we wildin', howlin' to the moon. Keep them stitch like brooms, piss on niggas tombstone. Microphone killer with this flow, I don't split you fully loaded. They are pistol just to make sure I don't miss you. 223s to crack your mental verbal crack on instrumentals. I serve this shit, bitch. Don't get too close. I'm nervous, bitch. I keep a dirty stick just case I got a murker, bitch. Make you bite the curb and shit. On these tracks, I murder shit with intent. I only fuck with niggas to an extent. Crack the window, this tent. You see the devil dancing off the barrel. Get you niggas slaughtered like cattle as if it didn't matter. My niggas crowd the ladder to success with such finesse. And fuck your best of niggas, I don't aim for the chest, bitch. I never switch, stay solid round the clock. Still fuck the cops, you know I keep high mileage on the Glock. Man, my niggas not playing with you, trapping dapper dance slippers. Pull up with the van, slide the door back, let this cannon hit you. What you gon' do to get it? A nigga strictly bout them digits in that gangsta shit, we live it. Shit, what you gon' do to get it? Get that work and then I flip it. Is that nigga scientific? Shit, what you gon' do to get it? Had enough of being broke, that's why I'm forced to move this dope. What you gonna do to get it? Living life on slippery slopes, we bring that smoke straight to your dope.
All right, we back at this nigga stuff. I was a man scientific with what you gonna do. Yeah, man. Change time. Listen to your last episode. Not last episode, but listen to the Dr. Williams episode. Trying to change my tire. You got me through, though. But, bro.
That weak ass Jack, man. That little flat ass
Jack. Yeah, Factory Jack is horrible, bro.
Man, come on.
Bro,
ain't 1995.
No, ain't
no 73 pound ass.
And you start getting hot, like that's what I'm doing around 8. It's all getting like 10:30.
Yeah,
it's my fat ass sweating spaghetti and shit.
Over the summertime,
bro.
Ain't hot as shit.
I'm sitting there, you know, you got to motivate the youth, and you got to do this and do that. I'm like, y'all keep talking, man. Well, I just keep rolling. I'm just grinding that shit. So I know you got a book out and you've been just grinding. So glad you're here. And by the time you're like, I'm glad you made it. This is a good interview. That's why I was fucking here for getting a goddamn time. Man, yo, for real. Hey, two things. Either invest in one of them like power joints.
Yeah, hey, them shits right there.
Get one of them shits or get you some fucking AAA and just be a little bitch and be like, need y'all to go chase my tire.
Get me.
Hold up. This is good. I thought you ain't bringing up. I don't even want to put this on the podcast.
Hey,
now I got to read it.
Now you see what I be going through?
Now I got to read it. I'm saying, so Pat.
What did he say?
What he said? Felicia said you capping while you ignoring her, you misogynist. First of all, my nigga, you too old to be talking about capping. All right? What you doing about cap?
No cap.
You don't know about no cap. All right, say no lie. Like the 80s baby you are. Stop with you capping.
Talk
about no capping. Like you was born in 1997 or some shit. Fuck you mean, no cap.
Hey, man, no cap from Pat.
Let me stop. I keep forgetting Pat, my cousin, man. He was tell his mama to cut my uncle or some shit.
Man, Pat, you been in the air, man. For real, y'all cousins for real?
Yeah. His mom is my
Hey, you related to
everybody. My uncle's wife, so shout out to you. Shout out to what, Dominique. I follow her on Instagram all the time, so like, I used to get my sister's name. Like, I don't know.
Man,
I remember Tia from high school. The rest of y'all was jits, man. God damn. But yeah, man. So this is a family thing.
Good.
At the end of the day, it's a family thing. Shout out to Miss Ruby. Aunt Ruby. I call her Aunt Ruby. I mean, she came late in the game. Matter of fact, speaking of Felicia, I tell a story how my uncle was the last. He's a baby boy in my dad's side of the family. Mm-hmm. And he was the last one to get married. And I think he got married at like 36, 37.
Right.
Let me know. Pat probably know. Let me know if I'm wrong. Well, I think he got married around like 37 or whatever. And I remember me and my cousin Will was like, oh, damn, he's the last of the Mohicans. Like, we're going to hold it down for you, single man status. So then Will got married about 3 years ago.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, all right, I'm the last one.
Man,
so here we go. Yeah. Holding it down for Uncle.
Yeah, my homeboys, you know, they keep getting married, man. They keep getting married. So man. I think it's like three of us, three or four, maybe five, maybe six. I think I've just messed this up on my end, but still. you know, the cats are getting mad at everybody. So when you get married,
right,
and then your parents hitting you up, like, man, yeah, I really grandkids.
I think my parents gave up already. They was just like,
yeah, my mama, wait.
They was like, nah,
grandkids.
I already said it too. So I was my baby Felicia. I was like, man, it's gonna happen now, apparently. But I ain't gonna be no 40-year-old goon. That's nasty as hell. You 40 years old inviting people to your wedding for the first time. Oh shit! Ray in the building. My sister.
What's up, Raven?
Fake ass Raven. All right. Explain that joke. She be a fake ass Raven. My cousin Will. Of course, who I rap with, his name is Raven October. So every time you see Raven, my play sister, whose real name is Raven, he come at it and be like, thick ass Raven. So, hey. Yeah, so that's why I think that Raven's a joke.
That's funny.
Family affair. Anyway, so yeah. So Pat's mother got married and killed all the single man status amongst my daddy brothers, and I'm the one holding now for the nephews. Until me and Felicia get married. And then, yeah, that's it. And I got the baby, too. So, shout out to my baby, McKenzie.
Make it last forever.
Okay. We got a whole interview to do, and we just playing around.
Man, let's do it. All
right. So, without further ado, I got my man Joseph Ward, founder of On the Shoulder of Giants.
Right.
Not to be confused with Andre. And it's not a liquor drinker. I thought that was just a funny joke. Screw y'all. Also, too, co-founder of Freedom Train Radio, which is the podcast is presented by, and also the catalyst for the whole resurgence of or the resurrection of the Enigma Sub Hour. So, y'all give some. And y'all got a little hand clap, too. Pat, maybe you want to add that at this point, edit point. Go ahead and add it right there. There you go. I'm about to do that shit for you. Edit point.
There you go, man.
Yo, all right. So, like I short introduction, you want to give people a rundown of who you are?
Like I said, Joseph Ward, Tallahassee native. I'm the founder of On the Shoulders of Giants, which is a company that provides the untold stories of the heroes of the African diaspora. Do that, co-founder of the Freedom Train podcast series and Freedom Train Network. On the Shoulder of Giants came about in 2012 as a blog, but I originally did that because I was, you know, I do HIV/AIDS prevention.
Right.
So I was going out doing classes and stuff, and I was doing a icebreaker with a class. And basically, I write the names of famous and notable people throughout history on the card. And, you know, you have to give clues, but don't give it all away. The people got to guess who the person is. So I was doing this one class in one particular day, and nobody knew who Harriet Tubman was. Right. So I was pissed. It was an all-girls school, so none of the young ladies knew who Harriet Tubman was. So I went to fight all their parents.
Right.
So I went home mad as hell because Harriet Tubman, one of my top five favorites.
No, Harriet Tubman got a whole movie coming out right now. How?
Look at him, man. So, and
whole dollar bill coming out.
That was about, what, 5-6 years ago. So.
Yeah.
So I went home and was mad about it, but I had already been studying African history for a while since I got to college.
Yeah.
And so that just came together. I was talking to my mentor, Keith Turner, and he was like, well, shit, man, what you going to do about it? Why don't you start blogging?
Mm-hmm.
So, On the Shoulders of Giants started as a part of a blog of, because I have another company called Live Skill, Live Fulfill, where I do life skills, HIV/AIDS, good good health, bad health, good sex, bad sex, all type of teaching and educational stuff.
I have good sex. I know my child, but okay, yeah.
Hey, man, that's what we teach that stuff. I advocate for that.
All right, yeah, introduce me.
Stroke it.
All right. Oh, wait, yo, hey, yo.
But went home, on Soda James came, it was a piece of a blog, and I took it out of that and made a whole separate entity by itself.
Yeah.
It is now a book series, a blog series, YouTube channel, my app, nonprofit organization.
Right.
So I'm doing my best to get the stories of the African heroes of the diaspora who we don't normally learn about. So the website is www.ontheshouldersone.com. So I'm on Instagram, ontheshouldersone on Twitter, ontheshouldersgiants on Facebook. You can check it out. So that's ontheshouldersgiants. Then Freedom Train Network, Pat and I co-founded that, well, I want to say late 2014, 2015, something like that. We started it because two reasons. One, both of us are both authors.
Right.
And I just put out my first book. I had like two or three books at the time. And I know I was frustrated with not having a platform to get on and talk about my book.
Right.
So I was like, I almost like fuck everybody's stuff. So, but Pat and I, at that time, we would have conversations on the phone. And the conversation ended up being like 3 hours, right?
Right?
And so since the conversation ended up being like 3 hours, we would always say, well, shoot, man, we should start a podcast.
Right.
So one day we just said, fuck it, man, just start a podcast, and we did. So my man Keith Turner was our first guest, so shout out to Keith for that.
Shout out to Keith Turner, look up.
And so that's how we started with the Freedom Train. So one, we – as authors, wanted platforms to go and talk about our books.
Yeah.
And two, we was always having social discussions by ourselves.
Right.
So we was like, well, might as well put this in podcast form. And the third component is we wanted to create something that made it easier for people within our community to have a platform.
Yeah.
So I don't care how popular you are. If what you're doing is significant, you need to come on this Freedom Train so we can talk about it. So we want to be able to create this vehicle for everybody and then create multiple channels for the vehicle. So that's why as of right now, we have 4 shows going. I think at our height, we have 8 shows going,
mm-hmm.
8 different podcasts. So shout out to you for being willing to do this podcast, because this was, to get this podcast going, we want to say was maybe a year, year and a half process.
Right.
Because between Pat and I sitting down thinking, because we had a short list, but at first you wasn't on my particular list because I didn't know that you did a podcast.
Okay.
So
that's on me, but not.
Well,
been a while. So yeah.
Well, one time for Pat for bringing me up to speed on that.
Yeah.
I think the first person I reached out to was my homie Wise Nice. But he had some other things going on, so it wasn't the best time for him to do the podcast.
Right.
But the thing is, we wanted somebody to do a hip-hop podcast who is in tune with the culture of hip-hop and the history of hip-hop.
Yeah.
So we're not going to tell you how to do your show. We're not saying that you have to do hip-hop the way we want to do it, but we want you to at least be in tune with the history and the culture of hip-hop so we can get something out that's positive.
Right.
Do you, but make it something for the community at the same time.
Right.
For that's at least good for us at the end of the day.
Right.
So when Pat let me know that you not only, well, basically you did the Enigma Sep Hour, like, what, 2010, you said, right?
Well, actually, I started in, that's how I was about to get into it, because it's actually funny. Like, I started the original Enigma Sep Hour for the same reason.
Right.
And I was frustrated. We couldn't get on the radio. Oh, we couldn't get on the radio. So I thought that my man Greg, you know what I'm saying, it was called the intern at the time. He was at 90.5, whatever.
Yeah.
But it's frustrating because we couldn't get on the radio. So actually, I was on Blog Talk Radio, and it was some guy, he was in like BBW. Don't judge me. Anyway, so he was doing it wasn't even called a podcast at the time. He was just like internet radio. So he was doing it on Blog Talk, and I was like, yo, we can do this shit. So we started what we called the Fire Show. And then I had the idea of creating a network of basically what you and Pat doing, have right. a network of shows, starting with the Enigma Self Hour, and everybody in the crew will have a show. So Dermo will have a show, Will will have a show, the Frequency was still here, Lyric Black, everyone will have a show. So I started my show, but then everything else fell apart. So I just kept doing the Enigma Self Hour, and I did it from 08 to 2013. But then they started like charging and shit, and then I started doing the Underground Railroad. So I was like, I don't really need this radio in the radio.
Blog talk. The quality is trash.
Right. So y'all hear my old shit. Y'all can see the difference.
Yeah.
But actually like it's kind of divine timing, because I remember even a year leading up to us hooking up or whatever, like I was talking to JC. Because a lot of times we had the radio show because it's real radio. We don't have a chance to really talk. We have a lot of shit to say, but we can't say it because we got to play the music.
Right.
So I was like, yo, you know what I'm saying? If we start a podcast, we can kind of say the stuff that we talk about when we hear the radio stations. And then I started thinking, like, yo, I can bring my old shit back. But I really didn't know where to go. And then that's why I ran to you. And you was like, yo, we looking at starting a hip-hop podcast. And
yeah, man.
A year later, here we go.
Shout out to you for that, though, because, like I said, when Pat told me that you do – that you did the Enigma Self Hour originally on Blog Talk, I think I sent you a message in the middle of our conversation.
Yeah.
Like, yes, I sent you a Facebook message like, hey man, I want to rap with you about doing this podcast.
Right.
And you was open to doing it, and that was the thing, because with Pat and I, we've had plenty of conversations with people who wanted to do podcasts,
right.
But the total follow-through didn't happen. So got started or got the idea started, but there was no execution on it.
Right.
So it was more comfort on my end to know that you had already done a podcast.
Right.
We don't have to start with scratch from you. All we got to do is let you know, hey, we have this network here to support the podcast. And so you did episode one, episode two, episode three, and then start noticing that you in the groove.
Right.
And
right.
Not only just in the groove, but you enjoying doing this shit.
Yeah, yeah.
So, once again, shout out to you for being in that space and time where we could link up and make this thing happen, because the whole idea of this is, because I was this close to doing the hip-hop pod, like doing it myself, but I
didn't want to do it because I already did, you know, I'm already part of the Freedom Train podcast, and then I had to fix.
Yo, who do the biography joint, the movie joint? That's Pat.
Yeah, Pat does the Lessons from the Screen.
Lessons from the Screen.
But see, the thing is, we didn't want our voices to saturate the network. So we
right.
wanted other people. And like I said, in the past, we had other podcasts too. And just put this out there too, we are looking for black women to do a podcast. So if any black women out there looking to get a podcast started on the network, that already got at least, I don't got all the numbers, but we got at least 300,000 listeners. You don't have to start from ground zero.
Right.
We got you. So we're looking for some black women to do a podcast, but we're looking for somebody to do a hip hop podcast. And
Ray, Fee, what's good? Yo, all right, Felicia asked, what's the title of the book?
The book, the name, the title of the books are, and for this is for my Own Shows of Giants books. The title of the books are On the Shows of Giants, Volume 1, North America, On the Shows of Giants, Volume 2, Central America, On the Shows of Giants, Volume 3, South America. All of them on the website, www.ontheshowsof1.com, and that's the number one.
Right. Also, too, we'll make sure I have a link for the YouTube listeners. I'm going to have the link down below. Also, I got his link tree address down there, so you can click on that, and that give you everything that you can get to the books. Actually, I purchased Volume 3.
Mm-hmm. Appreciate that.
So, you know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, support those that support you. You know what I'm saying? My man has been supporting me through all of this. Again, shout out to Pat, you know what I'm saying, for everything he do. If you listen to the podcast, if you like the edits, you like how it's transitioned from the vocals to the music and everything cutting off, the intro music, the outro music, all of that. 80% of that is Pat.
And then take a team.
You know what I mean? He's been in there cutting and doing all the other stuff. So, again, yeah, it's, like Jesse said, it's a team. So, man, we're going to go ahead and get into these tracks, and then we're going to come back and try to wrap this thing up. even though, you know, get half a job in regards to letting people know where you at. I can't even tell them.
I'm gonna do it again.
Like, God damn.
Because I ain't telling the Freedom Train website, even though it's freedomtrainradio.com. But
no doubt. Let me see. Let me make sure I've got these all on songs. Because I'm going to Pat, we'll give you a heads up. We're already doing five. I'm going to have one at the end. I got my man Timothy Watkins with, I guess, is Magic. And my man M3 with Get Rich. Actually, these two guys I met at. Yeah, call iHeart right now.
So we got to run up on iHeart.
Run up on iHeart. Yeah. Go to Las Vegas real quick. Oh, I guess this is where they at. I don't know. Anyway, I got my Timothy Watkins and M3. I met them both at the Florida Got Next conference. You know what I'm saying? They got at me and started music, and I'm playing them. Super easy. Barely an inconvenience. So this is Timothy Watkins, I guess it's Magic, M3 will Get Rich, and this is The Enigma Self Hour. You got time for it.
Hey, Timothy Watkins, nigga. Hey, GDQ, Tyler, and DLG. A state of Florida left in the oven. Boy, I'm hotter than a chicken tender fresh out of Publix. When niggas can't stay on topic, they be switching the subject. When niggas can't choose a side, so walk alone out of public. Dancing for greatness for my mama and in the labor. They say the world cold, but I'm built like a glacier. Stand on 10 toes, is my soul over paper. Blessing highly favored, I feel like my cousin Lacia. Never too rich is on my name, but y'all don't know my pain. But I break every chain, won't analyze every lie that's thrown on my name. Trying to drive me insane, but I can't. I complain, cause I'm still alive, get into it. Capitalism is the nation flag, so get to the bag. Capitalize on what you didn't have, then you triple that. Walk through the valley of the death, I better make it back. Spend my last on what I have left, cause I've never been attacked. I'm like, you hate me, I know you hate me. Trying to make me, but you won't make me. Guess it's magic, I imagine. Guess it's magic, I imagine. You hate me, I know you hate me. Trying to make me, but you can't make me. I guess it's magic, I imagine. I guess it's magic, I imagine. I let someone make me feel incompetent. You ain't really humble if you ain't got no self-confidence. Go to sleep in the jungle and wake up with a crown on. Make a tough decision like when you speaking and it sound wrong. Niggas in my neighborhood, yeah, they still serve. Won't have to touch another pack, my nigga, that for certain. Now I'm a different person, it's time for me to take the lead. Get money with your brother, your benefits and annual leave. It ain't no Gene and granting wishes, you gotta get the riches. Hey, but you know that life is vicious. Hey, it's a dog eat dog world. No, they running blisters, but we don't swim with fishes. You know life is unrealistic. We gotta fight for our freedom. Life is about what you make. It's gonna give and take. Hey, you gonna swim or drown in that lake. We gonna make it shake. You gotta make every second count. Don't sleep when you awake. You gotta make every second count. The time don't light away. You hate me, I know you hate me. Trying to make me, but you can't make me. Guess it's magic, I imagine. I guess it's magic, I imagine. You hate me, I know you hate me. Trying to make me, but you can't make me. I guess it's magic, I imagine. I guess it's magic, I imagine.
Ain't no more being broke. Yeah.
Let's get rich, nigga. Be about your money, don't worry about no bitch, nigga.
Bitch, nigga.
We gotta be some go-getters.
Go-getters.
The game need champs and we all can't be winners.
Winners.
Trying to see six figures.
Six figures.
I'm big dog now, ain't no more being a little nigga. Adept, dying, no beginner.
No beginner.
They say the game cold, but I bet I will never shiver. Hey, let's get rich, nigga. Get the money, nigga. Let's get rich, nigga. Let's get rich, nigga. Be about your money, don't worry about no bitch, nigga.
Bitch, nigga.
Tryna see six figures.
Six figures.
I'm big dog now, ain't no more being a little nigga. Every day I'm in the stacking bills. I'm the X Factor, I ain't talking Lauryn Hill.
Lauryn Hill.
The hustle man is pure will. You say you want money, why you sitting still?
Why you sitting still?
I was born to make 100 mil. Some niggas crazy. Some of them was born to kill.
Born to kill.
Man, I always gotta keep it real. Big banks, you can call me your Uncle Phil.
Uncle Phil.
Cause we been about a bank roll. We up next, no debate, that is case closed. You gotta run from these fake hoes.
You caught up by the shine, but it ain't gold. I can't let them know my next goal. Silent steps like I'm walking on my tippy toes. Y'all better pray y'all don't switch modes. If it come to that, nigga, we gon' take souls. Let's get rich, nigga. Be about your money, don't worry about no bitch, nigga. We gotta be some go-getters. The game need champs and we all can't be winners. Trying to see six figures. I'm big dog now, ain't no more being a little nigga. Adept, die, you know, beginner. They say the game cold, but I bet I will never shiver. Hey, let's get rich, nigga. Let's get the money, nigga. Let's get rich, nigga. Let's get rich, nigga. Be about your money, don't worry about no bitch, nigga. Tryna see six figures. I'm big dog now, ain't no more being a little nigga. Hey, and we only about getting money over here, nigga. 20,000, 50,000, 100,000. We on all that, nigga. Let's get rich, nigga. Be about your money, don't worry about no bitch, nigga. Tryna see six figures. I'm big dog now, ain't no more being a little nigga.
I'm saying. All right. And we're back. This is the Nick Mustel Hour. Again, that was my man Timothy Watkins with I Guess It's Magic. And damn, I forgot what Timothy said. He's from someone in South Florida. That's my boy. And then M3 represented Tally with Get Rich. So okay, you let people know what you got going on, you know what I'm saying, as far as the books and the app and the you got the podcast, you and Pat creating this platform, you know what I'm saying, for us,
right,
to entertainment, educate the people. So what can they expect from Joe going into 2020?
Oh, okay. Coming up, I think September, I'm supposed to be on the cover of January, but you know, cause you. But gonna be on the cover of a magazine called PC Urban Magazine, so I'm gonna be on the cover, have a cover story going on with that. I'm putting together, myself and a young man named Delatra Hollinger, we're putting together a Black History event that we want to do at the Black Archives.
Okay.
So it's going to have that coming up. I want to do something there this year, 2019, also in February, Black History might come up. So I plan on dropping my fourth book on Soulja Dynes, Volume 4, The Caribbean. I plan on dropping that either in December or January, leaning more so toward January. For my birthday, January 14th. Hey, remember y'all people, that same energy y'all got right now for birthdays, had that January 14th for me.
Capricorn?
Yes. Yeah, you know, me and Martin Luther King. So,
this nigga, damn self to MLK.
Hold up, hold up. Peter 15th, we party together. But have that going on. Get my merchandise together, have it come back out. And just, Pat and I and another friend, Carl Tone Jones, we're working on a Black college tour. So we want to be able to put that together and just get out in the community more, teach more, be more visible, and just have people see the Freedom Train and on the Soulja Dynes.
All right. So, yeah, y'all got it. He's going to have this face everybody on the magazine cover.
Hey, man. You know, somebody, one person like it.
Oh.
One person.
Watch out.
Hey, man.
I know it's your mama. Who it is?
So you got them apps out there now. So.
Let me find out Joe on Tinder or some shit.
All right.
Yeah, that's our POF, nigga.
Look, your dick will fall off fucking with POF. All right, so.
Stay on POF, nigga.
So, I don't do normal stuff, right? So, I don't have a normal job.
Ladies.
So with my job, you know, we counsel people who have sex, because we do HIV testing,
word,
counseling stuff. So if somebody come in and tell me they on this app, I need to go check this app out to see what the hell going on.
They tell you they're on POF?
Nah.
Go ahead and get the squad.
It's an app called Tagged. So, hey, man.
Look. This nigga said Tagged. Nigga, this is not 2008.
That shit old?
Tag is dumb old, dog. Tag in 07, bro.
Hey.
Tag.
I'm new to app love.
Tag was
Chad was POL before POL, dog.
I'm new to app love. So.
Yeah, like all the, like it's changed.
But you might, I ain't gonna lie though.
But this is looking like
you might do go through Tinder and see a picture. You might go through POL because I was on POL back in when I was in college.
Yeah.
So you might see a picture on some of these sites.
Like you gonna there's a couple of chicks you gonna see pictures of them on all three. Like you already know, like
So it's just like don't be surprised if you see a picture of me on the app. Just I may not have the app downloaded on my phone.
Because somebody doing time. Research.
You know, I'm just saying.
Hey baby, I'm just gonna peel up for research. This nigga.
Hey, look. Don't tell me. Yeah. Don't tell me something going on. It's like, I ain't going to look, man.
Yeah.
I know this shit. Yeah. I ain't going
to lie. Don't be up for research. Yo. Yo. For HIV awareness. All right, nigga. You better get aware of HIV or fucking POL. God damn.
I've been trying to figure out what's going on, man.
HIV or POL. That's what's going on. All that fun. The BLM's like, hey, yo, we're going to shut this shit down.
I know, right?
They're going to out name.
What just so happened this episode get out?
Right. Nah. No. BLM, all right. It was. I ain't even get into it. My baby watching. Man.
I'm just saying, ladies, if you do see me on the app, though, holler at me, though. I changed your life.
Hey! I've been trying to flirt on my podcast.
Hey,
my, the hell you mean?
I know it's
a fight.
Look, somebody might know somebody. I know somebody.
I'm trying to get pussy on my podcast.
Hey, man,
that's my pussy podcast.
Hey, man, look, somebody might want to give me.
No, you ain't getting no pussy on my podcast. I ain't getting no pussy on my podcast. What the hell you mean?
I ain't getting nothing on mine either.
That's the problem. That's between you and Pat. Pat ain't getting with me straight.
Hey.
Miss used to come and cut his ass up. He don't want him shit. Was it Tammy?
Yeah, Tammy.
Come and cut his ass up. You get a pussy on the podcast now, nigga? Yo, that won't fuck this episode up. This whole episode gonna be 10 minutes. Look, that's the past, baby.
Past
is past. It's gone. It's over with. I'm done. It's only you, baby. You got that? I got a cake.
And man,
you got cake in here. You trying to get pussy on my podcast, show?
It's just, hey, look. I have to stand out for the rest of the guests.
You know. Oh, anyway, you pussy on the podcast.
I'm just saying, like,
Joe Button, that's why I call it pussy up the podcast.
I did 2 push-ups before we started recording.
Oh, shit. Man, but for real, see what's up, POM, though. Research or not, tell POM.
I ain't on it no more.
Oh, shit.
Hey, man, Tammy can't fight.
I just bang him on the couch.
Put your headphones on, okay?
Right.
What's wrong with you?
Right. Why didn't you call up my meeting name? What the hell is going on?
We just playing for real, Tammy.
Sierra Houston, he is about to break up. My meeting name, nigga? This nigga, fat ass nigga. What the fuck he talking about? Oh. Look, this is left over this fucking box. Whatever this is, goddamn.
Sweet tea.
The sweet tea. Long time. Y'all had the sweet tea. How about that? Give me the ice. Oh, shit. Yo, I just was on. Yo.
Hey, we don't believe you. We see your comments. We don't believe you.
Miss Tammy, just hit that subscribe button. If you want to punch us, just.
I got this old lady with arthritis to beat you.
Yeah, you can catch these whole pounds of basketball. Okay. Dang. She's talking about me. My baby in there. I got my baby and my sister in there, so.
You going to get jumped?
What you gonna do?
I got two old ladies to jump. They got walkers.
One on Tinder, one on POL.
Yeah, hit your ass with them walkers. There you go. They ain't swiping left on me.
I better leave POF alone. What you tell me? Anyway, we'll get up out of here. Oh, you got any last words, bro?
Hey, man. Y'all, thank y'all for everybody who support the Freedom Train Network. Thank you, everybody who support the Enigma Self Hour. Remember the website, www.freedomtrainradio.com, and we appreciate y'all.
What you said? He said, bro, I'm going to do a whole live video on the size of your hand, bigger than your face. Yeah, the Pat do got a little peanut-ass head, bro. Look at God damn. Oh, shit.
Your hands might be big, but we all know you can't fight.
Hey, man. Yo, how you get up out of here?
I'm out of here.
This is what happens when you miss crowd and podcast. This is a,
hey, hold up,
this is a goddamn problem. Oh, shit.
You're trying to circle up my head.
Yo, no, we're going to get you. Alicia, I almost forgot. Dog. So that top button, bro.
The top button.
Dog, you did a video promoting the podcast.
With the top button buttoned up? Oh,
yeah. Every nigga get so skinny neck head ass, dog, what the fuck? A fat nigga can't be, can't do that shit.
Don't be jealous.
I can't even button up. All that shit, yo. Flat out.
Look at my neck. Look at my neck, ladies.
This nigga.
Yeah. Hey, man, don't be jealous, dog, because I can... Get my shit up in
that. Yeah, you pussy with that neck, man. What the fuck you mean? Nigga, he ain't got no muscle, man. Nigga, we get tired after 5 minutes of shit.
I ain't finna reveal my technique on your shoulder.
Oh, yeah, let me feel it. Y'all been trying to get pussy on my shoulder.
I was trying to steal my moves and stuff, dog. I'm trying to do that.
Yeah, no neck muscle. Gotta hold a nigga head up and keep going. Man.
You're trying to trick me into revealing my moves to y'all.
Nah, I ain't gonna hold no none of that shit. I'm straight. Yo, stop that shit, muscle. Look at that.
Hey, man.
It's a whole lot. You're trying to reach the quickest shit.
I'm sophisticated with my top button.
Thank you, Felicia.
What you about to die? That little hot. Oh, did you get an AC on these niggas? Under the window was down?
I did. That's why I was about to crack open the kids.
Like a hot as shit. Boy.
I seen this. Oh, bro, my fan, you seen this girl. The lace front, you know, when they had the stocking cap. The lace front.
Not
like she brought her lace front from Q&Q.
You know what I'm saying? She even go to, what's the shit on top of the room?
Nah.
She didn't go to the top of the hill. She was,
nah, she didn't go to Eve.
She didn't go to Eve, yeah.
She went to Q.
Oh, she went, yeah, she went to the...
She got the ghetto.
Anybody that wants to come and ask for Q&Q? Man, that's where the problem with this guy is licked from. That's on the ABC. Hey, fuck all that. They ain't no sponsorship. Right. They got some freaking y'all names and shit. All right, so I was rapping this, and I'm going to try to be y'all Black Power
at the end. The fucking up. Skinfolk ain't kinfolk. Pat my kinfolk, though. Anyway. Yeah, you related to everybody.
Probably is, bro. You know, Taylor, where we at? This is my song. I got selfish. This is my episode. We 1 year in, forever to go. Not that top button, Felicia, no. Shout out to Lo. Shout out to Miss Tammy. Shout out to Pat. Shout out to Mary Felicia. Shout out to Ray. All y'all supporting. Appreciate y'all. Again, the episode will be up on Monday, unless Pat decided to be a fucking hater and be like, fuck y'all, we're not posting this shit. Other than that, it should be the stock, yeah, stock the cap, Q&Q. Bullshit. Anyway, we're going to end the show with, in fact, the name of my song, because I got to perform tomorrow. And I don't know if I'll be able to do that if I'm on this crowd. It's not even my song, it's a German song. But anyway, Soul March. Enigma September, sponsored by Crown Royal. Enigma September, featuring, oh shit, my bad, going a bit. Hell yeah. Damn. Soul March, featuring Enigma September, Dermo, and Venice Tux. This is the Enigma Self Hour. You got time, baby. We out of here.
It's confident you know there's still some respect for Black Power around here.
Take your turn to stroll, of course, the four roots that are stolen. After the book is over, you find the scrolls that are golden. To the hardest stays the closest, though devils stoop through their lowest as they ship us across the oceans with chains to keep us broken. History never frozen, from Africa to Rose, or from Coon to the Roka, that cool hurt the Oprah. Laziness is verboten, willpower is potent, and many heads approach the spot, a few is chosen. Now I'm getting goals accomplished as we close our black fist. You witness the strength of a united explosion. Here we go again, rock the boat again, rock the boat again, and then start to march in. But where does it lead, and when does it end, and when do we break, and when do we bend, and do we stay true to self, or do we blend in? I'm no immigrant, but I still fit alien. Am I African, or am I American? Chicken or the egg, where do I begin? Start with less hate, come and show me love. I am no saint, damn show ain't no thug. But you wouldn't know by the images created by the media, got my folks updated. Sittings in marching, that there is outdated. For a real change, need to be more creative. Think outside the box, ballot slide as a fox. News blues gotta stop, rocking the mic just to be hot. But I guess that's just what happens, happening with the shackling of my brother, just by rapping.
Yeah. I let my soul march, I'm no Humphrey Bogart. I'm a black man who loves breakbeats and Mozart. I flow arcs, know a thing about so dark. The future's so dark, like hitting 10 on a go-kart. In the middle of the night, I give you vittles when I write. I know that's country, but I offer this little advice. We trading Skittles for our life. She makes it wiggle for a price. They say that tickles, cause they laugh at your little device. You call iPads, ask me why am I sad? Cause I be in the PJs, you be in the fly pad. They both Crips and Bloods, red and blue when they fly flags. White in the middle, but you wonder why the lies add up. Move your chucks if you buck. Put your souls down and you pick your souls up. You can't let Martin Luther King be the crutch. New leader stand up, new leader stand up.
Yeah, that's right. You know what I'm saying? We over here bringing that soul march around here. In the south side of Florida. North side, east side, and west side. You know, soul 7 cypher. You know what I'm saying? Speak with your hands and talk to the folks real quick.
Proclamation can do this for us. No Pennsylvanian or Johnsonian civil rights bill can do this for us. If the Negro is to be free, he must move down into the inner resources of his own soul and sign with the pen and ink of self-assertive manhood his own Emancipation Proclamation.